Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seats, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nate Glubish, the Minister of Technology and Innovation for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Always a pleasure.
All right. Main thing we want to talk about today is something interesting the province launched, I believe it's around a couple weeks ago now, a free digital literacy program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of sort of some of the reasons behind starting this up?
Yeah, you bet. Well, I think everyone can see that technology is evolving at a rapid pace, and there's almost anything you do in life, there's an online option for it. And so as Albertans do more and more of their activities every day online, we felt it was important to equip Albertans with some free training to help them to better protect their information, protect their privacy, adopt good cybersecurity principles, and ultimately equip them with the tools they need to succeed as more and more of our daily lives move into the online realms. So that's what we've done with this program. It's a free course available online at digitalliteracy.alberta.ca. And there's something for everyone in there. There's a beginner stream. There's more of an intermediate stream. And a lot of great information to help Albertans as they're interacting online.
Now, with the online program, what are kind of some of the sorts of skills that people can pick up by going through this?
Well, on the beginner program, there's some things as simple as just saying, what's a computer? How does it work? What's the internet? How do I access the internet? How do I navigate around the internet to find the things that I'm looking for? What is cybersecurity, and how do you keep your personal information safe online? These are all important things, and different folks are going to have different levels of comfort with that. So we felt like, let's have the foundational elements of these things available to help folks if they're just getting started. And then on the more intermediate side of things, some topics on how do I know if the information I've found is actually good, accurate, up-to-date, and reliable? What is a digital footprint? Everything you do online, whether it be on social media or whatnot, it leaves information about you out there. So what is that, and what are good practices around that? Because these kinds of things that you might do online may affect you in other ways. Like, for example, if you're searching for a job down the line, someone might look at your online profiles. So what's some good advice to make good decisions online? How can you apply for a job online? What are some tips and tricks on how to do that? What are some good principles if you're looking to shop online? Just a whole section also on, is social media right for me? If you're going to use it, what are the best ways to use it? What are some best practices? And again, how can you protect your information and keep yourself safe? So those are just a few examples of some tools and some training in the Government of Alberta's Digital Literacy Program. And I'd encourage folks to check it out. It's free for everybody. And we felt this was an important step forward to try and equip Albertans with the tools they need to succeed in the modern economy.
As you kind of touched on a little bit there, obviously there are certain parts of the internet that can sometimes be a little treacherous. So do you think that having people kind of go through this program can kind of help with sort of that online safety, if you will?
That's absolutely our goal, because the fact is people are going to be using online tools more, not less, in the future. That's just the way the world's going. And the decisions we make online can have a long-lasting effect. So we want to make sure that every single Albertan, no matter who they are, no matter where they live, that they can access some free, high-quality training to help them understand the safest way to interact online. And that's what this program is all about.
And kind of taking a quick peek at the website here, digitalliteracy.alberta.ca, seems to be fairly simple for people to kind of get sort of up and running on this. But you see that kind of as a whole, there's a lot of sort of beginner friendliness, if you will, to this going through the courses in this program?
Absolutely. That was a foundational principle for us as we began to design this program, is we knew that the people who need this most are often going to be folks who have maybe a little bit less of a comfort with using, online websites and training programs. So we wanted to make this as user-friendly as possible, as easy to access as possible. So that went into every decision that we made as we were developing the program and the website and the content. So, you know, if you're new to using computers and using the internet and using online tools, don't be afraid. This is designed with you in mind to help you, equip you with the tools you need to be successful.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that politicians are people too. Of course, still kind of in the middle of winter right now, although it's been a little, not nearly as brutal at times, with so definitely some signs of spring definitely on the way. So when we get to the spring season, what are kind of some things that you're kind of sort of looking forward to?
Well, I spend most of my spare time hanging out with my son, Max. He's 4 years old, and we have a blast together. We love going outside. Right now, he loves to help me shovel snow, which is super fun to have a four-year-old by my side with his little snow shovel. But as we get into the spring, it'll be fun just to get out there walking, get out there on our bikes, and just exploring the neighborhood. And that's what I'm most looking forward to as the weather starts to warm up in the next couple months.
Well, I certainly hope you get this up to some good things with that. Nate Glubish, Minister of Technology and Innovation for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Look forward to the next chat.